still friends or not. Tom Jones, he's a lady. It's exactly 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news, see what's going on. Huh?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Still no motives in two mass shootings over the weekend, one in the South, the other in the upper Midwest.
Investigators in Grand Blanc, Michigan are trying to figure out what made a man plow his pickup truck into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints yesterday, start shooting, and then set it on fire.
I need manpower up here ASAP.
As heard on Broadcastify, at least four people are dead. The suspect, a Marine vet, was shot and killed by police. And in Southport, North Carolina, Saturday night, three people were killed when shots were fired into a waterfront bar.
Coming from a subject on the boat.
Police say that shooting rampage was also carried out by a veteran. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
The president will host last-ditch talks with congressional leaders today in a bid to avoid a government shutdown. He's at odds with Democrats over demands for cuts to health care. CBS's Willie James Inman.
A deadline is essentially late Tuesday evening, with that funding essentially going away on October 1st. That could mean the government employees don't get paychecks. It could also mean, and the White House has talked about this, that mass firings could take place in addition to furloughs of staff across agencies.
Armed federal agents in full tactical gear have begun patrolling the streets of Memphis. The state of Oregon is suing over the president's order to send hundreds of National Guard troops into Portland. Tennessee Representative G.A. Haraway is not optimistic about the Guard and other federal agents assisting local law enforcement in Memphis.
You'll see a temporary impact. When they leave, what happens? Crime is going to come back up. So unless you can cut it off at the source, we're going to have the same thing after the National Guard leaves that we had before they came.
Two storm systems are swirling in the Atlantic right now, posing potential threats to the eastern U.S. Hurricane Humberto is swirling in open waters as tropical storm Imelda churns through the Bahamas on a path toward Florida. Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center.
Dangerous surf and rip current conditions across many beaches of the east coast of the United States early this week. And that's just not the United States. The Bahamas, the north-facing beaches, the greater Antilles into Puerto Rico, and even the Leeward Islands.
Neither expected to make landfall. Heads up, corn dog lovers.
58 million pounds of Hillshire brands, corn dogs, and other sausage-on-a-stick products are being recalled because pieces of wood may have gotten into the batter. The products include State Fair corn dogs on a stick and Jimmy Dean pancakes and sausage on a stick. They were produced between March 17th and as recently as this past Friday.
No injuries reported, and that's Jesse Missel. Dow futures up 206. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A cash infusion into Caledonia due to the data center. That's a wrap-up from a report released by the village administrator. What's called a fiscal estimate of proposed data center impact is on the village's website. It details the costs associated with Microsoft's proposal to build a massive data center on 244 acres near the Oak Creek Power Plant. According to the village, the proposed data center would raise property taxes on the site from about $1,000 a year to more than $97,000 a year. With a full build-out, that would bump the village tax base to more than $1.5 million. That means less of a tax burden on homeowners and more on industry. The report says the project could also drive billions in total economic impact and provide hundreds of construction jobs. Microsoft would pay for sewer upgrades. Before any of it happens, the land must be rezoned from farmland to light manufacturing. The Plan Commission could take that next step tonight. There is a chance for public comment on the agenda for this evening. The meeting starts at 6. It was two Mount Pleasant officers on an early morning foot patrol that first responded to that shooting yesterday. At around 3:15 in the morning, police on patrol near 22nd and Meade heard gunshots. They found a 22-year-old man and a 19-year-old woman hurt. Officers gave immediate medical aid, including one of them who just finished tactical medical training. The man is being treated for injuries not life-threatening. The woman was flown to Frederick for surgery and is now in stable condition. Police say the case is under investigation and that there's no ongoing threat to the public. A Racine County Walmart employee says harassment on the job got so bad he had to quit. Now the EEOC is suing Walmart, claiming the company discriminated against two workers with intellectual disabilities at its Mount Pleasant store. You can read more about that story online today at RacineCountyEye.com. The lawsuit alleges supervisors repeatedly insulted the men. The EEOC wants Walmart to pay damages and change. The EEOC wants Walmart to pay damages and change policies. Walmart says it doesn't tolerate discrimination and plans to fight the case. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Final score, 40-40. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cowboys and the Packers battled through overtime, only to have the game end in a 40-40 tie. It was Micah Parsons' first game back against the Cowboys. What was his reaction to the draw?
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm pissed off. I'm very disappointed. You know, I even told Jordan to the side, you know, thank you for having our back today.
So the Packers are now 2-1-1 heading into their bye. Did the Packers do anything different? I asked Cowboys defensive lineman Kenny Clark.
Yeah, it was all the same. I mean, same stuff we expected. 1-2-1 is way better than 1-3.
Baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-2, and now they wait to find out who they'll face in the playoffs. When did they realize that they had turned the season around?
We were going to lose our third game in a row, I believe, in Pittsburgh on a dreary, cold day, and we had 3-0-2 doubles. It was a grinder day, and then since then, I don't know what our record was, but it was really, really darn good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
So high. You sound like you're in a pretty good mood, and that's what sets us apart. Basically. Obviously, your parents didn't just visit for a week. Actually, I just brought them back to the airport today. Yeah, they leave tomorrow. Couldn't take them anymore. Then my mom wanted to know why I never get home for the holidays. I said, well, I can't get Delta to wait in the yard while I run in. I just became a mom myself for the first time. Thank you. Yeah, I actually adopted a baby. I wanted a highway, but it was a lot of red tape.
Okay, before we get to Denise Lockwood, we have our multi-state text to win contest to take care of right now here at WRJN. This is week number two, first day of week number two. We're giving away prizes, cash, jewelry, and tickets to see Green Bay in Minnesota. Here's how it works. Download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps, WRJN.com or the App Store, wherever you do it. Take seconds. It's a free app. Download it. You'll see a list of radio stations that Civic Media owns. Click on WRJN on that list. And then you'll see at the bottom a word says text. Click on text and text this keyword to us, early, E-A-R-L-Y, early. Text that keyword to us, and that puts you in the running today for our Monday prize, which will be $200 cash and gold jewelry. And win or lose, you're in the running to win Green Bay, Minnesota tickets. They'll be playing up in Green Bay in November. We'll also give you a gas card to pay for the gas. So, text that keyword early, E-A-R-L-Y. Do it right now, early, and you'll be in the running for all those prizes. Download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, look for that text word, and click on that, then text us the keyword early, E-A-R-L-Y, And you're in the running for all those prizes from WRJN and our multi-state text to win contest this morning. At 7:09, let's say hello and good morning to Denise Lockwood of Racine County Eye. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
Now, the reason we're talking to Denise, we ran out of time the other day to talk about the podcast you have coming up at Racine County Eye. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, so it's called Aging Well. And basically, we're working on the premise that everybody needs to age well, correct?
Tell me about it.
Because we want to age well. We want a full and prosperous life. And so one of the things that I wanted to do, specifically because there's a lot of uncertainty and misinformation around health and wellness, I wanted to make sure we have the highest and best information accessible to everybody. So we're starting a podcast starting October 15th. And it's called Aging Well. And my first series is going to be around like aging it in home. And if you're a person of a certain age that needs a little more help than others, then we need to connect you with different types of resources. So we're going to be working on that. And I talked to Ivan Paez, who's with a company called Senior Helpers. And they talked a lot about like having those tough conversations with mom and pops or aunties and uncles, or, you know, even having sisters and brothers. You know, sometimes your family is a different type of family these days. And so at the end of the day, we want to make sure that our people have the highest and best information, because there's a lot of changes coming up, right? So like just one example is Ascension and United Healthcare are negotiating their contract. And if they don't meet it by the end of today, there were letters that were sent out to folks that are Ascension folks, and they were told that if this contract doesn't get resolved, they are no longer in network for their care. So those are some of the things that I want to make sure people know about.
Yeah. Also, there's an expo coming up, a physical expo.
Yep. Actually, it is also called Aging Well. We weren't very creative in naming it. So that is for tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. Feel free to bring whomever you want. We really would love to see you. We've got a lot of different types of folks, from Vita Hearing to Senior Helpers is going to be there. United Healthcare is going to be there. And, you know, we've got just a lot of really great human beings that want to support people in their process of aging, because we all age, obviously. In Sturdivant.
You know how I can tell I'm aging? And I said to my friend the other day, it was over, when you get up out of a chair, there's got to be a noise. Ugh!
That was me last night. I spent hours moving from the old office to the new office yesterday. And I got home and a friend of mine came for a visit. And I'm like, oof, my body is talking a very different language to me right now.
And I'm telling you, I saw the pictures on Facebook. The digs look really nice over there.
Thank you. I am so excited. We're moving to Bell City Square, which is the old Horlick Malted Milk Factory. And we couldn't be more excited. So we're located now, as of tomorrow, we'll be fully functional. 1926 Albert Street is right next to the Inclusive Bean Coffee Shop, which if you haven't been to the Inclusive Bean, it's such an amazing place. Great community there.
I love these old buildings being repurposed, like the old Von Schrader factory on 16th Street. If you go in there now, there's artists in there, stores in there. It's the old factory, but it's all repurposed. And I love when you go into one of those type buildings like Von Schrader's and also the Horlick Malted Milk Factory. I was there before. There was another business there we had to go to. But yeah, it's they're repurposing them and it looks great. Now you have to be on the search for where the hidden malted milk balls are. I'm sure.
I might have those. I might be meeting with a candy maker today.
They're hidden somewhere in the floorboards. You got to find them for cash and prizes. Okay, now you have some other podcasts coming up too.
We do. So the whole purpose of Racine County Eye moving to the new space is twofold. One, we wanted to have more of a newsroom because, quite frankly, it was just me and a couple of other people before. Now we have six people on staff. We want to grow our news organization. But the other half of the space is going to be a community newsmaker space. And we're starting a podcast called Made in Racine. And it's really just that fun civic and pride kind of focus where we focus on all of the things that were the people made here, the things made here, the processes, the quirky stuff, right? You know, so like, did you know that you know how the candy cane has a crook in it?
I know this story, but go ahead and tell people. I know why it's
the
there.
The machine that was invented to make that crook, the candy crook, was made in Racine. And so I got to thinking, you know what? We've got a lot of heavy news that we're throwing at people, right? And I want to make sure that we lighten it up a little bit and have more of a sense of community pride. And I'm so excited. So the first one is a little quirkier than most. Because it's October, it's Haunted Racine, right? So we're talking to the folks from the old Masonic Temple, which has some really fun stories. We've got a paranormal investigator who's been in quite a few older buildings in Racine. And we're going to talk about some of just the fun stories. So we're having the podcast, and we're taping it live. And it's going to be a really fun night, a lot of trivia, a lot of really fun food, and we've got some beverages. I've got Tony Begonia from Uncorked that's going to come and sling some drinks a little bit. We're just going to have a really fun time.
Now, where do you find the podcast? Anywhere you get your podcasts? How does that work?
So it'll be on Apple News and Spotify, and we're going to be posting it on the Racine County Eye Facebook page, and it'll also be on the RacineCountyEye.com website as well.
Wow. Okay.
And YouTube.
This sounds fantastic, and you're moving and grooving, and you got your new digs, and you feel better, right? You were not feeling too well the last week or two, but you're feeling all better. Mom and Dad are doing
it.
Mom
and Dad. Yeah. No, other than the body talking to me about doing too much moving yesterday.
Yeah.
We're good. I am so excited about connecting with the community in a variety of different ways, that this space is going to be exactly what we want to do to fulfill our mission, which is to have solutions-based journalism and be a community connector, right?
Excellent. That's what it's about.
It is.
All right. Denise Lockwood, founder of Racine County Eye, also moves boxes and chairs around the office, desks and everything else. And she's all in charge of that. And the podcasts are coming up wherever you get your podcasts. That'll be great. Also at RacineCountyEye.com. Thank you, Denise. You start moving. Don't slack off today. Come on, you got stuff to
move. I'm so in it. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye. Hey, don't forget, first of all, it's 717. Don't forget about our statewide multi-state text-to-win contest at WRJN and Civic Media. Our keyword this hour is early. So what do you do with that? Okay, you download the Civic Media app, absolutely free to download wherever you get your apps. Also, WRJN.com, you can download it there. Look through the list of radio stations owned by Civic Media, and you'll find WRJN. Click on WRJN, you'll see a text button. Hit the text button and text that keyword early, E-A-R-L-Y, early, and you'll be in the running for gold and gold jewelry and $200 cash today. And then be in the running, win or lose, you're in the running for the tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota up in Green Bay in November. So do it now. Download the Civic Media app and text that keyword early on the WRJN line, all right? And you'll be in the running for some big cash and jewelry and a lot of fun. Also, the Green Bay, Minnesota tickets. All right, the morning show at WRJN, brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. A chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time. Right now, we've got Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The president has tons of critics in or out of the entertainment business, but none have been as harsh as Bruce Springsteen. The boss has written about blue-collar America for most of his career and professed his love for his country in a recent interview with Time magazine. Springsteen hit the president pretty hard during his tour last spring. The boss does not seem intimidated, even though the president has him by 3 years, about 150 pounds, and is beating him in bankruptcies, 6-0. Not to mention he is also leading when it comes to telling someone not to certify election results. Be that as it may, the boss has a lot more kick-butt tunes. All the president could come up with in response to Springsteen's harsh criticism was, "He's dumb as a rock." This from the guy who can't pronounce acetaminophen. In the interview with Time, Springsteen probably realized he couldn't match wits and just said he couldn't care less what the president thinks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more today at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required. Insured by NCUA.
Get ready for a night of pure funk and soul. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right, it's the horn-driven sound of Power of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all the hits from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Power of Power and War at the Genesee Theater, Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Quiet down, here she comes. Shh.
Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
And the keyword this hour is early. So when you download the Civic Media app again, click on WRJN, look for the text button, and text that keyword early to be in the running for all the prizes. Right now, I got the grassroots. Sooner or later at WRJN.
Sooner or later, love is gone.
Say
7:25 local news. Timeless hits at WRJM with the grassroots sooner or later. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 76. Clear tonight, low 61. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 74. Right now, it's a clear morning. The sun's up. It is beautiful at Radio Park. 7:25. And Amazon agreeing to pay $2.5 billion with a B dollars to settle the FTC allegations that it duped users into paying for Prime memberships. The lawsuit claimed that Amazon delivered tens of millions of customers, duped them into signing up for its Prime subscription program, and sabotaged their attempts to cancel it. Amazon said, "We did nothing wrong, but we're still going to give you $2.5 billion anyway." I think $1.25 billion goes to the people who got duped, and the rest goes for a fine. I think that's the way I read it properly there. Didn't do anything wrong, but here's $2.5 billion anyway. It's 7:25, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I got the Carpenters here. Rainy days and Mondays, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN 729. One of the most famous homes in American history, opening its doors to the public for the first time ever. The Brady Bunch House in North Hollywood. It's accessible to fans on November 7th, 8th, and 9th. While bookings are sold out, you can still register to be on the wait list or be notified if additional dates become available. Now, when the show was in production back in the day, the house was only used for exterior shots, not interiors. They didn't film anything on the inside. However, HDTV bought the house, renovated it to make it look like the TV house on the inside. I guess that's pretty exciting for a lot of people. But anyway, the Brady Bunch house is now open, and get on the waiting list if you want, so you can get to see what it looks like on the inside. You can always see what it looks like on the outside. Just pull up to the curb. That's public. You can see that for nothing. Hey, it's exactly 7:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people are recovering after an early morning shooting in Mount Pleasant yesterday. A 22-year-old man was taken to Ascension with injuries not life-threatening. A 19-year-old woman was flown to Frederick, had surgery, and is now stable. It all happened after officers on foot patrol heard gunfire at just after 3 yesterday near 22nd and Meade. Police and fire crews gave life-saving aid at the scene. The investigation is still active, but police say there is no danger to the community. Not everyone is welcoming Microsoft's plan for a new data center in Caledonia, and they'll likely make their voices heard again tonight. The Village Plan Commission will meet at 6 to review Microsoft's proposal to build a massive data center on 244 acres near the Oak Creek Power Plant. The project would require changing the land from agricultural to light industrial. Supporters say it could bring jobs, millions in economic activity, and major new tax revenue for the community. Dozens of neighbors have already spoken out against the project. People living near Douglas Avenue and Bonning Road worry about losing farmland, the impact on wetlands, and what industrial development means for the community's future. Others say data centers should be kept to existing business districts instead of farmland. The Plan Commission will revisit those concerns as they review the rezoning requests at a meeting tonight at Village Hall. Microsoft is already building 2 major data center projects in nearby Mount Pleasant. That's on land originally set aside for Foxconn. The Brewers just wrapped up the best regular season in franchise history, and now it's on to the playoffs. The team beat the Reds yesterday to notch their 97th win, breaking the team record. The crew also owns the best record in Major League Baseball this year. They'll start the division series Saturday against either the Cubs or the Padres. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Dairy producers thought changes to the federal milk marketing orders would improve their position in the marketplace. It hasn't. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and their voices are being heard in Washington, D.C. Zippy Duvall is the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation.
The news is not good when it comes to what we call make allowance. The make allowance determines what is deducted from farmers' check to help pay for the cost of processing. In just 3 months, America's dairy farmers have lost more than $337 million because of the increase in make allowances. USDA is now required to survey processors' costs every other year, but has yet to announce a timeline. We urge USDA to move quickly to schedule the new cost survey so that future hearings reflect the actual processing costs.
Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. What happened to the dairy markets on Friday? I've got numbers next.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2.25 cents to 162.25. 40-pound block cheese down 1.25 cents, 162.5. But AA butter on Friday finished the week another 8 cents stronger at $1.72 per pound. This morning in Chicago, October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 7, 16.86. November up 21. at $16.39. Currently, December new crop corn, that's down a penny, stands at $4.21. November new crop beans, down 3.5 at $10.10. July wheat, currently up a half at $5.61 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Monday trade session. Remember, World Dairy Expo 2025 officially opens to the general public tomorrow morning starting at 9 a.m. Follow the Midwest Farm Report team at MidwestFarmReport.com or any of the social media streams you follow. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
WRJN weather. It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I like football. I like the games. I could do without the interviews after the games, though, because the winning players always give credit to God while the losers blame themselves, you know? Just once, I'd like to hear players say, yeah, we were in the game until Jesus made me fumble. He hates our team. I've even seen some boxers thank God for their triumphs. Oh, yeah, without Jesus, I couldn't have crushed my opponent's skull tonight and rendered him brain dead. I've been blessed by the Lord.
Stevens, 16 Reasons, local news, timeless, it's here at WRJN. Wasn't Connie Stevens on 77 Sunset Strip? I vaguely remember that series, Ed Burns, Kooky on the series. I think Connie Stevens was on there, if I'm not mistaken. I have to look that up. You know, we haven't seen a James Bond movie in quite a while. As a matter of fact, they don't really have an actor to play James Bond yet. It's been a couple of years. Sources say the search is on for the next James Bond. They want somebody to be an unknown British actor. Hopefully they have some acting ability. I guess that's exciting, right? All right. Don't forget, it's our multi-state text to win contest going on this hour. And what we need you to do is download the Civic Media app. It's free. It's quick. Just go to the App Store or WRJN.com, download the app. You'll see a list of radio stations there, all the civic media stations. Click on WRJN, and you'll see a text button at the bottom right-hand corner. Text that, hit that text button, and text me the word EARLY, E-A-R-L-Y, EARLY. Text me that keyword early this morning. And if you get it in before 8 o'clock, you're in the running for gold jewelry and $200 cash. And win or lose, you're also in the running for the grand prize. Tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota up in Green Bay. So, hey, we're working for you. Great prices. Just download that Civic Media app. Click on WRJN and text the keyword EARLY. You have until 8 o'clock to do it, all right? Ah, the Archies. Remember their TV show, too? Okay, here's Sugar Sugar at WRJN.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Sugar, sugar, local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. Someone in Florida called the cops the other day when they heard their neighbors yelling, shoot, shoot, I dare you to shoot. It turned out the neighbors were watching the Tampa Bay Lightning hockey team and were screaming at the players to shoot the puck. Scared neighbors, though. Police came. Everything's copacetic. It's 7:43, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 76. Right now it's clear and 60, a beautiful sunny morning at Radio Park.
Over the bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I think.
What did you do there? What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get off me, the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. I tell you what I'll do.
What will you
I'd
do?
Like to go there now with you. You can
gonna miss out school.
Won't that be
why
cool?
Go to learn the words of who?
What's we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
The dry the tea is there.
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on up, feed the ducks with a bite. They all come out to groove about the mice and her father the same.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Ha!
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
That's Itchy Coo Park, Small Faces, local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 7:46. I want to thank you for joining us here on this, what is today? Today's Monday morning. Thank you for doing that. I do appreciate it. Hey, do you feel like you shouldn't be held accountable for things you say in your sleep? Half of people have gotten into an argument with a significant other over sleep talking. 3% have even broken up over it. The most common reason for those fights? 9% of people say their partner once mentioned their ex in their sleep. How do you stop doing that, huh? When you're sleeping, how do you know what you're saying? Here's little Peggy March. I will follow him.
I will follow him. Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can keep me away. I must follow him. Ever since he touched my hand, I knew.
Called her Little Peggy March. She was an adult when she recorded that song. Peggy March, I will follow him. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right. We got a few more minutes left this hour for you to download the Civic Media app and click on WRJN and text us the keyword early. Wherever you get your apps, download the Civic Media app. Look on the list of radio stations that Civic Media owns, and you'll see WRJN on the list. Click on it. In the bottom right corner, you'll see a text word. Click on that and text us the keyword early, E-A-R-L-Y, early, and you'll be in the running for $200 cash and gold jewelry today. And win or lose, you're in the running for that Green Bay, Minnesota pair of tickets to go see them play up in Green Bay around November, around Thanksgiving it is. So download the Civic Media app, download the keyword, download the WRJN and text us early. You have until 8 o'clock to do it. We're doing it on the even hours at 7 a.m., 9, 11, and 1 p.m., 2, 3, 4, no, what, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. What was I thinking? I went to college. I should figure this stuff out. I don't have a problem doing that. Hey, you want to marry a coworker? All right, here are the top five industries where you're most likely to marry one. Farming, fishing and forestry, management, sales, education, and healthcare. If you want to marry a coworker, don't enter radio broadcasting. We're not even on the list. 750, local news time. Listen to WRJN.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you and your loved one will be at the center of a network of highly trained end-of-life professionals who live right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Their team is committed to providing the utmost comfort while ensuring the patient's dignity and well-being. If you have questions about hospice care, contact Hospice Alliance. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time.
at CCR. Credence, have you ever seen the rain? 7:54 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Is it okay to lie to your boss? Okay, do you think it's okay? All right, it is sometimes. Like when you're covering for a coworker, when they ask you how they look before a big meeting, and when they ask about anything personal that you don't want to talk about, you can lie to your boss. That's what they say. Talk about covering for a worker. I worked at this radio station in Atlanta, and it was a big, big radio station. And this guy came in late every night. And I know they told him that if he comes in late again, that's it. He's fired. Now, I know his wife ran away with a truck driver, left him with six kids and all these bills. So he had a tough time of it. So one night he was running late, and I went to the back security area, and I punched his time card in. The security person at the gate came back to the studio and said to me, "Where is he? I know he's here." He punched in. And I started to sweat. I just had a baby girl. I mean, my daughter was just born. I can't get fired for doing this. And I said, I don't know. I said, well, somebody punched him in because he's here. So where is he? Or he punched in. I didn't know. And I panicked. I was dripping sweat like the guy from Airplane, the movie with the water coming down his forehead. That's what I look like. And I was reading on the air at the time, and I was shaking. You can hear me shaking because I was so petrified. Finally, he came in. And I said, I am not doing this anymore. You've got to come in on time. If you show up late, I don't care. I can. My heart won't take it. I was only in my 20s and my heart wouldn't take it. So he came in late. The reason they wanted to know was there was a repo person there to repossess his car. And they were waiting for him. And they said, well, he punched in. Where is he? I would never, ever, ever do that again. That was the only time in my life I did that. I was petrified. It's 7:56 local news, timeless hits.
Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. I need somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame, and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. I get no rest when I'm feeling weary. I gotta pack my bags and go. I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame, and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they've got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. How lonesome I can be.
I think that's autobiographical, don't you? Teenage Idol, Ricky Nelson. I really do. I think that's why he wrote it. I think he thought it was a lonely life being a teenage idol. Him and his brother were on the Ozzy and Harriet show. Yeah. It's 7:58 local news, timeless hit to WRJN. Cindy Huber, she's back. She's filling in for Kurt Ballman this week. He's on vacation, so Cindy will be here 2 to 6 o'clock. And, of course, she'll be doing everything Kurt did, plus the multi-state text to win contest at 3 and 5 o'clock with her this afternoon. Dan Marcus has a couple of runs out of this as well after 9 a.m. All right. We're according to this study, anyway, we're least likely to suspect a chubby person committing a crime. So I guess if you want to get away with something, gain some weight, they said they're most likely to suspect someone who's muscular. That leaves me out of the running. It's just about 8 o'clock at WRJN. Let's check our morning news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Pacific Ocean.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police near Flint, Michigan are still working on a motive after at least four people were killed at a Latter-day Saints church. They say a 40-year-old local Marine veteran drove his car through the front doors during Sunday services, opened fire, then set the building on fire before he was shot and killed by police. CBS's Ian Lee is there.
Grand Blanc's police chief says within 30 seconds of receiving the first calls, officers arrived on scene.
They engaged in gunfire with that particular individual, neutralizing that suspect, and that suspect is no longer with us.
10 gunshot victims were taken to the hospital, where two died.
On Saturday, a man in a boat killed three people when he fired into a crowd in Southport, North Carolina. President Trump is scheduled to meet with both Republican and Democratic leaders this afternoon, with no clear path to avoiding a government shutdown at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from the White House.
What Democrats are pushing for is to extend enhanced Obamacare tax credits, which are set to expire at the end of this year. If they are not renewed, average premiums on the exchange would rise by an estimated 75%.
Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe has signed a new congressional map into law.
President Trump has been pushing for the controversial new map that boosts the Republicans' chances of gaining an additional House seat in next year's midterm elections. But some residents aren't too happy about it.
I would appreciate it if my district better represented who I am and who this